Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Yeah, CNN TV has Candy Crowley and Judy Woodruff at once. It's like 500 miles of bad road, man.
It's a before and after
picture.
That'd
be a great replacement for Dan Rather. Put them together as a team? Seriously.
That'll keep
CBS going another 20 years.
Judy Woodruff just looks like an unbasted turkey, you know? Candy Crowley looks like Haystacks Calhoun with a wig. Like Hillbilly Jim in a skirt or something. And then they're interviewing Carrie, who looks like a horse. All right, well, never mind. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's a Rick Emerson Show. It's Monday here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Coming up this hour, we got the new Kid Rock single, which I have mixed feelings about. I don't know, we'll get to that later. I'm not all about it. But anyway, we got the new Kid Rock single this hour. We got Jolie from the front. At issue today, and this is a question that came out of the listener party. We have a question from a female listener. And it's a question about knowing whether you're being hit on by another woman. So it's like, I have no way to answer. So we'll get to that. Rick, since I was recently unemployed, I had the pleasure of hearing you on the radio than over the internet. Today is my first day back in the job, and I noticed that rather than commercials at all times, we get the wonderful Muzak renditions of Kenny G and Yanni. Yeah, if you're listening online. Oh, the joy. Maybe I'll go chew on some gravel or drill my own teeth to get the noise out of my head. Joe in Hillsborough. F. Matt with Kenny G's clarinet.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
There you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Oh, later on we got an update from Mitch and Sally. That was that couple that was in the studio with it. We got to get them back in. We got all this stuff in the listener party that just consumed us. We had all this business with the listener party. Not that it did any good. We were so busy working in the listener party, not that it paid off in any way. God. But Mitch and Sally sent us this update on there. They're looking for the live-in love slave. We got that. We'll get to. Your phone calls and all that. This is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Our top story, the world of tomorrow. A remote control will keep your bladder in check. Scientists in Australia said they're close to making replacement sphincters operable by remote control. The technique developed by scientists at the University of Melbourne involves removing tissue from other parts of the body to create a ring of muscle. Now, this muscle is then transplanted to make the artificial sphincter.
A remote control. I can't even say it, but you know it rhymes. And the last word is whole. It's a remote control. That's what it is. It's a remote control. Hole. That's what it is. There's no... I should be able to say that. Really? I mean, we're speaking now as journalists. We're speaking medically.
Yes.
We're reading about an actual news story. I ought to be able to say that. I'm not. Can't. Probably going to get in trouble if I do it. But I'm just saying I ought to be able to say that. But it's a remote control sphincter. It's like every 13-year-old boy's dream. Imagine the mischief you could get in with that. Yeah.
Have I got the...
Nah, I don't want to die. I don't want to try. But I bet you couldn't imagine. I mean, imagine the fun. Imagine the fun and frivolity that would ensue if, like, your mom had one of those, and it's like, and you get one of those universal remotes from Radio Shack. I mean, that's just endless hours of fun. You could just drive by a nursing home with your garage door opener and just amuse yourself for days and days and days. Just give us little programmable remote controls from Best Buy or, you know, Budget Computers or something. Not Budget Computers. What is that place?
Budget Computer?
Circuit City. I don't know why I said Budget Computer. Budget Computer doesn't sell things to operate your sphincter.
No, but Budget Computer gives us laptops to give away at listener parties, and we want to thank them again. And if you need a new computer or a used computer, you should go see them.
Yeah, Budget Computer, they're good guys. Yeah, they gave us a laptop. There was a remote control sphincter joke in there somewhere, and I lost it. All right.
Maybe it was a computer-controlled sphincter, and that's why you were thinking of them.
Nah, I got that.
I think it's time for the Grave Watch.
Here's your Grave Watch for Monday.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet at night I'm sitting alone,
digging up bones.
13 Italian youths who celebrated Halloween by having sex in a cemetery have been arrested.
Sweet.
Police say the friends, age 13 to 20, went to a graveyard in Basso, Italy.
20?
Yeah.
Starting early these days.
They wanted to experience having sex between the graves.
Well, of course.
Eight boys, five girls, arrived at the cemetery in the seaside resort in two separate groups and were detained before midnight. The court now has to decide if charges can be brought against them, even though they didn't cause any damage.
Well, no. I mean, it's just, first of all, grave watch, sex in the cemetery, that reminds me, we want to thank Brad and Jen from Alternative Tattoo. They provided some tattooing gift certificates, one of which we still have to give away. We'll be giving one of those away this week. And they provided the hearse for us, too. Because Jen...
Gary and
what
Jen.
Did I say? Brad and Jen?
Yeah.
I've been reading so many tablets.
You were thinking of Brad from page one.
Yeah, Brad the car
guy.
You
got all the sponsors jumbled right now.
I guess it's down there. The sponsor board, we have this big plug board, which sounds like something related to the artificial sphincter story. But we have this big board with all the sponsors on that we give plugs to. Okay, not Brad and Jen. Sorry, yeah, Gary, I'm not trying to say anything about
Gary
Jen's
Jen.
Character. I'm not trying to say nothing about your girl, brother. So Gary and Jen from Alternative Tattoo, they provided the hearse and some tattooing gift certificates. Because Jen is a big proponent of sex in cemeteries. And really, who isn't? So this is what? This is how many boys and how many girls?
Let's see here. There are eight boys and five girls.
All right, so somebody was drawing the short stick there. And then they were how old?
They were 13 to 20.
Man, you know, and this is in Italy?
Italy, yeah.
Kid, you know, in Italy, I don't know what it is, man. Italy.
Catholic state?
It's like Italy and France, man. I think it must be. There's places where it's just much more enjoyable to be a child, I think. Because in France, man, you're drinking. It's like the minute you come out of the womb, they're pouring you a big glass of wine for dinner. You know, and then, of course, in Italy, obviously, the girls are. And I've been told, now, I don't know if this is true. We have, and we were talking to Richard Nunn about this last week. We have determined that. That in a natural sort of sense, that Salt Lake City has the most hot women of anywhere in the country. You know, L.A. has a lot of hot women, but there's a lot of... I'm speaking in a natural sense. You know, in L.A., a lot of the women are enhanced, and there's sort of a lot of cosmetic surgery going on. But I'm talking about just you know, pure, clean, virtuous, all-American hot chicks. That is all about Utah. But I have been told that in a worldwide sense, that Italy has the hottest women on planet Earth. I don't know if it's true. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty much Italy... And anything like Italian Riviera, up kind of into the French Riviera and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
That whole coastline, I mean, you can't go anywhere without just being, like, dazzled by beautiful woman after beautiful woman.
See, I've had listeners that have gone there, and they said that it's just impossible to get anything done because you're just continually... You know, distracted. You know,
don't go with a girlfriend because you'll break your neck and then she'll like break your jaw.
she'll
not like a good
bust
thing.
Your chops. Yeah. So, all right.
Anyway. That's it. Today's great watch.
There's your grave watch.
Digging up bones.
Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of a
love that's dead and gone.
Yet at night I'm sitting alone.
Digging up bones.
Out of Florida comes word, Oskala High School administrators thought a student's Halloween costume was more trick than treat, so they suspended her. Lanessa Rioff, who's 16, was told to go home Friday after wearing a T-shirt decorated with condoms. She says she decided on the costume after seeing safe sex commercials on television. A lot of my friends are sexually active, said she. I tell them if you're going to do it safely. She taped condoms to a white T-shirt and began passing them out to her classmates. Her first period teacher alerted school administrators who sent her home with a 3-day suspension for class disruption. This is not acceptable, said the principal. This is something you don't do in a public school.
Principals can pound it.
Sex can be deadly, and people need to know about it, says the suspended girl. I can't believe they suspended her for doing something good.
You know, and can I just tell you, people look back. Can I just tell you, we have many children who listen to this program for their own edification and moral uplift, as is proper. We have people, and I know that they're not thousands, but we have a lot of, you know, we have teens who listen to the show. We get emails sometimes from these dudes, and I don't know whether it's like, can you send an email with a BlackBerry? I'm such a Luddite, I don't even know. So, or is it only to people with other BlackBerries? Can you send like an actual email with that?
I don't know about BlackBerries in specific, but you can send
Bluetooth stuff.
Yeah, you can send emails with PDAs as long as they have wireless connection.
But yeah, we get these emails from kids that are like in shop class or like sitting there in history class at like Cleveland High or whatever. Obviously ignoring whatever propaganda the teachers do. Obviously ignoring the attempts of the school to break their spirit and bend their will to the corporate enslavement of the man. Way to go. And they sent this email during the class. Let me just tell you this. If people have said it's the happiest time of your life, it's a bunch of crap. Your teenage years you're in high school, they suck. They both, defining all laws of science, they both suck and blow simultaneously. So ignore and completely disregard any further advice from anyone who tells you that your teenage years, your high school years are the best years of your life.
Because so much time has gone by, you just forget how awful it is.
That's the thing. It's like I've blurred a lot of it out, but not all of it. I think some people, it's like as soon as they get to be, a lot of people, as soon as they get to be out of high school, do you notice this too? You get these, you know, I'm just so ashamed of people my own age sometimes. You get these guys that are just absolutely, these people, as soon as they graduate from high school, and you have known these people probably, if you're like me, these people that as soon as they graduate from high school, they're all in favor of the year-round school idea. Do you know those people? It's like, no, we ought to have the kids a track system to keep the kids in school all year round. I don't know if they have, do they have that here at all?
No, I was actually in favor of when I was in school.
Oh, not me, man. Give me 3 solid months to just sit there and, like, big enema for my brain. Just get all that crap out of my head.
You go to school for 90 days, you're off for 30. You go to school for 90, you're off for 30.
Yeah, but you want the summer off because the summer's when you go out and do all the cool stuff.
Come on, no. You take like, a great vacation in the winter and go, like, skiing, and then you get a month off in the summer.
Maybe if you're Matt Peterson. Yes, you can go to my parents' ice chalet in Denmark, you know. I suppose if you're Ricky Stratton, it works to have the multi-track system.
I'd have been all about 4 1-month vacations as opposed to 1 3-month one.
It's the same people, though, that always want to raise the driver's license age to 18, but those people themselves are always like 25. Like, as soon as people become an adult, they're all for screw the kids. So, I have the dimmest memory, though, of what high school was like, enough to tell you that you can just disregard everything they're trying to teach you. It's a bunch of crap. I had some point I was going to make. Something about sex in a cemetery. Oh, yeah, so that's really the only...
No, it was about the girl with the condoms on her clothes.
Oh, girl with the condoms. Yeah, that principal can pound it. Principal, let me just tell you this. Principals, and not so much teachers. I mean, a lot of teachers are bad, but a lot of teachers are good. But principals, and especially vice principals, are small, smug, bitter, unhappy little people. Just people with dried out husks of a personality whom you should disregard at every possible turn. All right, that was the only point I was going to make.
Yeah, what's on TV tonight?
I don't know.
Biography has John Ritter in good company. John Ritter wins acclaim, then he dies. Jesus, Mary, and Da Vinci with Elizabeth Vargas.
Oh, that's the that's about the Da Vinci Code. This is, what channel is it on?
2.
You should watch this tonight because this is all about, this is a whole show all about this claim that Jesus had a, and I don't understand why they feel the need to tread so lightly about this. There's this whole school of thought that speculates that Jesus was married, which is not like, you know, like the biggest thing on planet Earth. It's like, who cares? Married, not married, doesn't matter. But you get these like Christian supremacists that are just, they get their noses so bent out of shape when you start postulating stuff like that. It's like at one point in the Bible they refer to Jesus refers to his brothers and sisters. And so there's some speculation about whether that means that Mary and Joseph had other children, which I would assume would be the case. I mean, we all kind of agree that Mary was, what, like 13, 14 when she was, impregnated by the Holy Ghost, and so it's not like inconceivable, so to speak, that Mary and Joseph would have other kids later. But you get there's some of these hardcore like Pentecostal Christians who just get so irritated at the idea that Jesus would have had siblings, or God forbid, that the idea that Jesus would have been married. But I think the show makes the point. I think this show speculates that not only was Jesus married, but that Jesus was married to, wait for it, who knows, Mary Magdalene. Which has been, in all fairness, speculated about by scholars for a long time. It's not, there is some circumstantial and anecdotal evidence to support the theory that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. So, anyway, you should check it out. I'm going to be watching it tonight. What, ABC, what time?
10.
ABC, 10 o'clock. You should be, that's something you should watch.
Also on tonight, Rosemary's Baby with Mia Farrow from 1968. 4 stars for this movie. A pregnant woman's husband discovers, and their satanic neighbors, want her baby to be the Antichrist.
You know, I watched Rosemary's Baby for the first time in a long time about 2 years ago, and I was very dull. Maybe I was in the wrong mood to watch it or something, but Rosemary's Baby is one of those classics, but I went back and viewed it, and it was just excruciatingly dull to watch.
Now, back in that period of time, though, that's like after the period where they had these musicals and people are dancing and jumping in the swimming pools and stuff like that. So
it's just an endlessly dark movie, I think, for the times.
Well, let's see what else we have here. Carrie Ann Moss plays Trinity in the final chapter of The Matrix Revolutions. Of course, Neo's love plays a key role in the fight to save Zion. I spoke with her recently, and she says she doesn't understand some of the parts of this film.
To go into it wanting to understand everything, then you're missing so much, because so much of it is just about being open and feeling. It's a movie that makes you feel. It's not just, you know, it's such an intellectual movie, but it has some way, magically, of just affecting your heart and your insides, I think.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
Comment on the eventual DVD of all three movies and scenes that didn't make it in the films.
Oh, no scenes didn't make it. Yeah, it's not. I think it's more behind the scenes and seeing how we did things. And I love that because, especially for the action sequences, I like people to see really how hard we worked. It means a lot to me. And to see that it's not pretend. See that we're really doing it.
Okay.
Top of the penis watch.
Here's your penis watch from Monday on the Rick Emerson Show.
Penis. And my troubles start to melt away. I take a look at my
enormous penis.
And everything is going my way.
A bus driver went to court today after slapping a boy who said penis. A bus driver in Montana has appeared in court writing a young school boy who kept saying penis on board his bus. The bus driver, 62-year-old James Campbell, received a deferred sentence in Helena's, is that how you say that, Helena, Montana?
Sure.
City court, after appearing on a charge of assault. According to city prosecutor Bob Wood, the charge was leveled against Campbell after a 12-year-old passenger on the bus he was driving reported Campbell slapped him across the head. Wood said the dispute between Campbell and the student began when he objected to the boy loudly repeating the word penis, despite his request to stop. The boy's response to the bus driver's request was that penis isn't a derogatory term, just a scientific term.
It's like when you were a kid and you learned that son of a bitch could refer to a dog, or the bastard could refer to an illegitimate baby, and so you were just saying those words constantly over and over again without end.
At that point, Wood said, Campbell slapped the boy, a move that was caught on video on the bus. Seven other children witnessed the incident. Campbell has to stay out of trouble for a full year.
Man, we never had cameras on my school bus, and our school bus driver was just a Nazi. And I think all school bus drivers are. I think it's one of those things. It's like Mrs. What's-Her-Name Crabtree or whatever on South Park. It's like all school bus drivers are just ever so slightly insane. And they were just these big shrieking heretics, just all of them. And we had no video cameras with which to catch them. We had no cameras of any kind at our school. It was before, you know, Marilyn Manson started making kids shoot up schools and whatnot. So there was no cameras there to catch the pummelings we repeatedly received. Violence at school, man. You know, cameras have not deterred one child anywhere. I mean, they had cameras at Columbine. It didn't deter the kids from going, you know, nuts anywhere. And so all it did was make sure that the violence perpetrated against students by teachers wasn't caught anywhere. All right.
Well, at night, these bus drivers work in casinos. That's today's penis watch.
There's your penis watch. All right, we got more coming up, including the new Kid Rock. Today's How Chicks Think. It refers to it's about another girl hitting on you. And your phone calls stay there. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 1:26. Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Robitussin Cold Medication. Penelope Cruz plays an inmate in a psycho ward of a mental hospital who helps her doctor, Halle Berry, discover the secret truth when she becomes a patient in Gothica. She plays a female prisoner who doesn't wear makeup in the film. She talks about why that didn't bother her.
I've never been afraid of that, because that's why I'm an actress, and I don't want to do the same character twice, and, you know, I've always been looking for that. And here in America, I still feel kind of new. I haven't done so many movies here yet, but in Europe, I've had a lot of characters like that. When it makes sense, it's also bad to force it in the opposite direction.
Dan, did you do any research on schizos before you did this film?
I didn't approach the character like that because I don't think Chloe is crazy. I think they are making her sick because they don't listen to what she has to say and she knows she's right. I believe that can make someone sick. and she's just very angry. She's like behaving like an animal because of all that pain that she's living.
Who is this we're listening to?
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz. She's in Gothica.
Very easily.
Okay, she's also unintelligible. So I have no idea what she...
That doesn't matter.
Have you seen the thing for Gothica yet with Halle Berry and
it's
and
a cool
Durst?
Name. Now, all I know about Gothica is that it's a cool-ass name for a movie. I don't know what it's about. I don't know. Gothica sounds like some sort of a... I don't know. It sounds like some sort of a weird Netherworld-type film where it takes place in some alternate reality of...
All I know is that there's a new video out on MTV that's Limp Bizkit doing Behind Blue Eyes.
By the Who?
By the Who. Swear. And
yeah, you that's are
what
kidding
we,
me.
That's
no,
what we all want.
Halle Berry's in the video and everything, but it's... Man, I hate to say it,
no,
but it's
no,
really not bad.
It is
Do you even
bad.
Know the original song?
No, thanks. What are you, six? Yes, I know the original song.
I don't think... If you're saying that Fred Durst did well, you obviously don't know it that well.
I'm telling you.
Fred Durst and his stupid, squealy, white man's
I know,
rapping voice.
I know. I generally don't like a lot of the stuff that he... I mean, I like
it's
a lot of...
It's only like the greatest of all Who songs.
I'm just saying that the cover, it's not as good as the Who by any means.
Really?
Don't get me wrong.
You don't say.
But it's not a bad cover.
So not only is it sung by Fred Durst, but it's on a movie soundtrack?
No, I think it's... I think it's
Berry
actually
film.
It's on their new soundtrack, but it may also make the movie soundtrack because the video is all about the movie.
It's already the worst thing ever recorded, and I haven't even heard it.
We got to get a copy of it
Limp
for tomorrow.
Bizkit
hurting me.
Covering George Michael is one thing. Maybe they can cover some Pink Floyd songs. Maybe they do Stairway to Heaven after that, huh?
But it's not like the George Michael cover. It's not their normal sound. It's really this. Like stripped down, almost acoustic. Fred Durst singing like a ballad.
No,
I mean it's almost like a cover.
It's
not his ballad to sing.
It's gonna be like that thing he did with Johnny Resnick, where they covered "Wish You Were Here." You know, remember that on the America Tribute to Heroes, which
it wasn't, it
we
that
let
wasn't
slide
good either,
at the time because it was a time of healing in our country and we were bringing people together. But I mean, that was no. That's one of those things that you know what it is. That's like something that you. Letting that Johnny Resnick, Fred Durst version of "Wish You Were Here" slide is sort of like people letting the Tim Riley Factor slide at a party. You just sort of accept it given the context of the evening and the time, but you don't confuse it with good, and you certainly don't release it like when everybody's sober. Yeah, they do the Limp Bizkit covering the Who. Yeah, that's a phenomenally great idea. We have to do that
not,
all the time.
It's not a great idea, I realize.
Maybe the Tim Riley Factor should cover a Who song.
Seriously, maybe we should cover some Tchaikovsky too. Maybe we should cover Beethoven's Fifth. By the way, speaking of bad things that are happening, bad remakes, so not only is the Texas Chainsaw, I don't have the movie list in front of me, but the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I was gratified to see that it didn't hold on to the number one spot. It got, it was not any better because the number one movie in the country for 2 weeks running, I was Scary Movie 3. You know, that Kill Bill would Kill Bill's already down to like seventh, man. It's getting schooled. It's just,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it was number one for a while.
Yeah, but it's a great movie. It ought to still be number one. Kill Bill ought to be number one.
But
still.
Look at pretty much everything else Tarantino has done, maybe with the exception of Pulp Fiction. None of them did very well at the box office.
But this is like, but Kill Bill is, I mean, it's so good, it doesn't even deserve to play in the same theater with all that other Drek. I mean, it's, and I'm not trying to be some old guy who's just, you know, my movies are better. I'm just saying, I'll tell you right now, I have not seen Scary Movie 3, nor do I intend to, but you know what, I got crap I take out from underneath my toenails that's more creative than that movie. I can tell you that right now. I got navel lint that's more visually compelling than that movie.
Well, will you hold that thought for a second? Hey, Tim, you got anything else for us?
It's gotta be clear today. High's about 45. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
There you go.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Does it have some section like where, you know, where Fred Durst and Chingy get down with wrapping up Pete Townsend's lyrics?
Soulfully.
Yeah.
Oh.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man. I hate Fred Durst. I hate him with everything in me. You know, and that's a pretty stunningly accurate recreation of his rapping style right there.
That was pretty good. Or bad.
It's really nothing
stupid
like that.
Fred Durst.
I'm telling you, it's not a normal Fred Durst thing.
I think you're forbidden to have opinions on things for like the next 10 minutes. I think you're going to timeout. Rick, what up, dude? You think that grammar and diction are really necessary if the man is throwing cash at your purse without question? It's not a problem for P. Diddy or the NBA. These are, by the way, the opinions of the emailer. Just reading this. For them, Rick, spell check is a province in East Europe known for shooting forwards. Who needs it? In 20 years, we will reminisce about how quaint this period is on VH1. That's Jeff and Lake Oswego. All right. 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-737-5955. We're getting all this stuff coming up. We got the How Chicks Think with Jolie coming up later this hour. And the question for Jolie is about how to, if you're, it's, and it's from a woman. And the question is, it's basically how you can tell if you're being hit on by another girl. Because it's like, I think if you're a guy and some dude comes up and, you know, is groping your buttocks and you're not an NFL player, you know that you're being hit on. But if you're a girl, it's like girls are always just doing that stuff anyway. So it's like you can never just, I think if you're a girl, you can't tell if another girl's hitting on you. But maybe you can, I don't know, we'll ask Julie. Let's see, something on Matt's job performance. Props to Matt. With all those people in the studio last week, you, Richard Nunn, Richard Cheese, one can only marvel at how easily Matt handled three dicks at once. Chuck in the couve there. Subject line of this email, thank God for the next stream. Rick, thank God you don't or can't bleep out your webcast. It's so nice to hear the real show. Also, I've got the Rick Emerson listeners' three defining characteristics. Number one, drunk or will be soon. Number two, when away from PDX, uses the internet to listen. But number three, are too afraid to talk to Sarah, so they use email. That's from Thomas, the wandering computer geek in Flint, Michigan, the largest single-syllable city in the USA. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I got, just to say that I've got all this stuff to get through is an understatement. I mean, it's just a massive.
Didn't you see you had a stack of emails about our listener?
Yeah, I really do. I got several that start with, like, dear a-hole. I've got a lot that are like, you know, so I got a lot of email that signed, like, a former listener, you know, now a devoted Lars fan. We got this one, because I sent out an apology, which I'll actually read it later on. I'll just sort of read it on the air. But if you go to rickemerson.com, people are asking when we're going to get pictures up. It should be noted that we have, at last count, something like 195 pictures for the listener party. I'm not the one who gets saddled with the workload of putting those up. That is my webmistress, Joni DeRoshi, who takes care of rickemerson.com, who, as people have said before, makes me look a lot better than I really am. So we're gonna. So she's the one who does that. So that's gonna be one of those things that that gets done when she's able to get it done. Yeah. I'm not gonna be flogging on her to put that back up.
And actually, we should have about that many for her again, because I should be hearing from Michael Hacker today with the other half.
So there's many of those. But we got this one, Rick. Just a quick suggestion from someone that was left out in the cold, excuse the pun. A lap dance from any of the new 1080 girls would go a long way. Joe in Hillsboro. P.S. F. Matt with a velvet stanchion.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
All right. How about, let's see. No.
Are those not clean for air?
These all have to be heavily edited before we can read any of them. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do this. We're going to come back. We're not breaking yet, though. We're going to play this new Kid Rock. This is the new Kid Rock single off his self-titled CD, which I guess is, his fifth or sixth album or something. But it's simply titled Kid Rock. I think it comes out in November. It comes out in, this month, I believe. But this is the first single from the new Kid Rock CD. I got this weekend. And I got to say that I'm not all that jazzed about it. But because it's a song... It's a pretty lackluster cover, and it's a song that I don't really like anyway. It's a song that it's an acknowledged rock and roll classic. It is the very definition of a classic rock song, but it's a song that I've never liked. I've never cared for this. There've been different. Susanna Hoffs did this at one point. Those guys, Dangerous Toys, did this in the 80s. There's never really been a version of the song that I liked, including the Bad Company version. But we'll come back with Jolie from the front desk. In the meantime, this is the new Kid Rock. It's a cover of Bad Company's Feel Like Making Love. We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. My yesterday.
live without love. If I had the sun and the moon, and they were shining, I wouldn't give you both night and day of satisfying.
See what I'm saying? That's just, I mean, it's the very definition of a lackluster cover. There's just nothing interesting to me about that.
I think Matt's going to disagree. I can see him hitting his button.
I give him a few little props for the little porn star sound effects at the end.
I actually like the song to begin with, so, you know, as big a Kid Rock fan as I am, it's kind of tough for me to not like a cover of a song that I like.
Yeah, I got nothing. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Seeing no delays, actually. I-5 north from 84 up to the Interstate Bridge. Also, I-5 south, seeing no problems down to 205. 99W is closed 2 miles north of Corvallis due to an accident at the Lewisburg Road intersection, causing some delays if you're heading that direction. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. By the way, there's two things that are dominating the email today. One, people continuing to praise the flawless execution of Thursday's listener party. A party that went off without a hitch, with nary a problem or a glitch. Wait, there's a Susie coming on here.
We know how and where to throw a party, you know, so, but what else would you expect?
You know, it's location, location, location. That's what it's all about. One word. Plastics. But the other thing that we'll get more to that coming up later on. We'll talk about last night's Simon and Garfunkel concert. By the way, talk about that here in just a short while.
Can we talk about last night's symphony too?
I don't know. I suppose if we're spoiled, you know, bastards, we can talk about last night's symphony experience.
Well, you guys all went to Simon and Garfunkel. I went to the symphony. I should get to talk about that.
Moving forward, we'll also count down the top five songs with "bad" in the title as we continue to. mentally and verbally flog ourselves over last Thursday's gigantic, huge implosion of a listener party. But we continue to get email. The other thing, though, is this video we posted on the website, the worst video ever made of the most painful thing you've ever seen. We continue to get email about that. We've got this. Rick, why in the name of sweet Jesus would any man in his right mind want that horrible thing done to him? I could have gone my whole life without seeing that. Now I have to show my roommates. Ha, 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 ha. Spread. Oh, this is from Jessica. From Jessica, the 1080 girl. Let's see. We've got... what else? I had something else. Oh, here we go. We've got this one. Rick, why on earth would a person decide that something would need to go inside that area of his body? Is your sex so mind-numbingly boring you have to insert things that would make a normal person double up and cry? What is your thought process on that? How do you find a woman that has no problem with it? And how do you find someone that can record the whole goddamn thing and not pass out? And how did Clyde come across this? When I heard you talk about this... I had no idea this is what you meant, and you're right, I will have this in my head forever. When I'm 85, sitting in a friggin' nursing home, struck with Alzheimer's and peeing in my pants watching Jerry Springer, I will still have that effing video in my head. Even when I don't remember my children's names, it will stay with me. But I do not blame you. You gave ample warning. Like a lemming, I clicked on it. Oh well, have a gander at this. And then he includes a video, which I'll not be opening, by the way, but thank you. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the front desk. Our good friend Jolie for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Let's also... Yes?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Let's also welcome our good friend, the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting, who joins us today. How are you? We have Kristen's mic there. A little nothing.
She needs to get on the other mic. That one doesn't
work.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, I have to switch mics there. It's my apology.
How about that one?
Why was that one in front of me?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Now, you know, I've had better days.
Okay.
So.
Is that territory that I should not explore any further?
I might go off on a rant, so yeah.
I'll be prepared.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time. It's Jolie's segment.
Go back to Jolie. Uh-huh. All right.
Before you get my question, I have a name for the party of past.
Okay.
Halloween Hell.
Yes, seriously. You know, we've already been brainstorming names for the next one.
Did we even mention the fact that Jolie was actually there? Did anybody catch on to that?
We mentioned it there, actually, from the stage. I mentioned that Jolie was in the house.
So yeah, you thought you'd get me up there.
Did not want to be identified. All right, this one comes to us from Jenny. Dear Jolie, I recently met a girl at a party, and her and I got along quite well. I'm married and have been for the past couple of years, and she's well aware of this. While talking, she expressed many times how beautiful she thought I was, but not in a creepy way. I think it was strictly in a friendship sense, but friends disagree with me. When she ran into one of my buddies a couple days later, she not only talked about me nonstop, but also provided my friend with not just one, but three different copies of her phone number to give to me, just in case my friend lost one. Do you think this girl is interested in more than friendship? Please help me. I don't know if I should pursue a friendship with this person if she just wants to molest me. From a
nice.
Jenny in Vancouver.
Jenny.
There you go.
Well, you know, I do have to say right off the bat that normal women that are interested in friendship, you don't tell your friends that they're beautiful.
That's not true.
Chicks do that all the time. You don't just say, oh, Kristen, God, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, chicks do
that constantly. No, they don't, Rick. What they do is like... You know, if she's wearing a nice outfit or, you know, she looks especially nice one day in particular, then I would say, oh, you look really nice today or something like that. Or their wedding, you know, obviously you say, God, you look really beautiful. But on a normal day, you do not come out and say it in those specific terms like, you're so beautiful. Oh,
okay.
You're so beautiful.
Kristen and Sarah, I think that she's screwed about that. Because
no, I am not.
Okay,
I tell my close friends.
Let's get a hold of ourselves, you ravenous wolverine.
Well, yeah, you can tell your close friends that they're beautiful, but not, you know, over
no, but
and over.
Don't chicks do that?
No, I no.
Some do.
Kristen?
I think some do. And, you know, the way Jolie is wording it, she's making it sound kind of oogie.
No, she's making
it's
it.
It's not like you say,
yeah, it's oogie.
You're so beautiful.
Yeah,
And
she
says
it wasn't in a creepy
girl.
Way. She said it was not in a creepy way.
You're beautiful. You look great. Your body looks great. I mean,
yeah, women are always going, you've lost weight.
Yeah,
or...
but you don't just come out in the middle of meeting somebody and, I mean, you know, you don't just say it unless you're conversing about something in particular.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, I guess what the point I was making is that women are generally just kind of, like, more affectionate. And they're touchier than guys are anyway, like, physically touchy. And so I think for a woman it's a lot harder probably to tell where that line, you know, where the line is.
Well, I see your point. I do see your point. On the other hand, though... you know, the girl's probably been listening to the show, obviously. And she's been hearing what we've been talking about.
Who, Jenny?
Jenny.
The girl at
Jenny
Turner?
Has been listening to this show, all and right. We've been talking a lot about threesomes and girls on girls and stuff like that.
We're not the only one, honey.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll finish it around the corner. Stay there. We'll be back with Jolie from the front desk. More of your phone calls from the top five. Stay there. It's a Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
201, Tim Riley with you, is brought to you by Robitussin Cold Medication. A Lake Oswego man has been killed in Iraqi blast. The private contractor was getting rid of Iraqi ammunition and weapons. He was killed when an explosion rocked the vehicle he was in with two other men yesterday. Roy Buckmaster was 47. Still no suspect in the fatal shooting of a Portland teenager over the weekend. 17-year-old Isaiah Strickland was killed on Northeast 70th. Police were trying to talk to 24 witnesses, but nobody's spilling the beans. The name of a man killed this weekend when he was hit by a train in Salem has been released. Brian Lee Stevens was 45. He lived at the YMCA. He tried to get out of the train's way, but it was too late. Clear today, highs about 45. Cloudy tonight, lows about 30. Chance of showers tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.